Dr. Prinzess Antonia zu Schaumburg-Lippe. Prinz Mario Max, Schaumburgs Lippe, Börsmann. Dr. Prinzess Antonia, ask Caroline Graham to step down from Daily Mail after fake news campaign against Prince Mario Max and Prince Harry. Caroline Graham cannot stoop lower. I would advise everyone to stay away. German Princess Dr. Antonia, Prinzessin zu Schaumburg-Lippe, commented about the tacky hate story of Daily Mail's Los Angeles bureau chief about Prince Harry and her son, Prince Mario Max. Prince Harry won an award bestowed by fellow aviators, had a chat with Prince Mario Max, who congratulated him, and then both became the target of an unprecedented hate campaign launched by Caroline Graham. Her article is a poor character assassination, as she questions Prince Mario Max's name in her article, despite receiving the certified government documents beforehand, proving the royal heritage of Prince Mario Max's name. Graham blatantly ignored the facts so that she could fabricate her own story. She gave a jealous hater with the same last name a platform to bully Prince Mario Max. She even elevated this hater into a fictitious, non-existent position as head of the family. Such a position does not exist in German law. Prince Waldemar always strongly distanced himself from those delusional, megalomaniac Schaumburg-Lippe. It would compare to one Graham, this is other Grahams, and make herself the one and ultimate Graham. Stay away from Caroline Graham if you are interested in serious journalism, Princess Antonia states. I am a lawyer, politician, and journalist, and her contact violates journalistic standards. Hate articles, bullying, and fake news have no space in serious journalism, Mrs. Graham. Dr. Princess Antonia is the widow of His Highness Prince Waldemar Schaumburg-Lippe from the royal line of the Schaumburg-Lippe family. His mother was Princess Feodora of Denmark. Prince Waldemar was in the line of succession to the British throne. Prince Waldemar distanced himself lifelong from that non-royal Danish ancestry Lower German Schaumburg-Lippe line that loves to target the Prince Mario Max family to get their 5 minutes in the news. It's obscure that they present themselves as elevated commentators, being not even of the same rank as Prince Waldemar was. Mrs. Graham fell for it. She was perfectly abused to bully Prince Mario Max's family with her fake news story. There is no head of anything or superior Schaumburg-Lippe under German law. And she blindly fell into a fabricated narrative, despite having government documents about the legacy and names of the really Prince Mario Max Schaumburg-Lippe family in her hands. It's disturbing how Graham harvested her editorial position and abused it to run this nonsense. Dr. Mario Max, Prinz zu Schaumburg-Lippe, is a Los Angeles-based lawyer, journalist, and SAG-AFTRA, Equity, and Aqua host and actor. Out of hundreds of appearances and airings of more than 150 own new segments on IMDb, Graham selected one 10-year-old entertainment gig like hosting Teleshopping, Fragrance Line, and a celebrity Big Brother appearance for her spotlight. As members of LA Press Club, the Austrian Press Club, SAG-AFTRA, etc., the family calls the level of journalism of Caroline Graham very painful. We would advise everyone to stay away from this woman. Interesting fact about the Graham story is also she selected social media comments on Instagram, Prince Mario Max. Graham selected 2 troll comments instead of quoting the dozens of comments pro Prince Harry to manipulate facts. Most of the commentators are highly alert about the tabloid campaign against Prince Harry and anyone being seen or talking with him. The prestigious Living Legends of Aviation Awards could have definitely not stooped any lower than having Caroline Graham present, giving a jealous hater of the Prince Waldemar, Dr. Princess Antonia and Dr. Prince Mario Max Schaumburg-Lippe family a platform to bully and make the hater a big deal. Dr. Antonia, Prinzessin zu Schaumburg-Lippe, therefore calls Caroline Graham to urgently step down from her position as bureau chief of Daily Mail, Mail on Sunday in Los Angeles, as her fictitious fabrications are more adequate for troll blogs than media websites. That fake news conduct has to stop immediately. The guilt of co-authoring her fake news story or copy and paste publishing is shared with Martin Robinson, Mart Strudwick, and Charlotte Griffiths of Daily Mail, Mail on Sunday, Rayleigh Sullivan, Sky News Australia, Sam Ormiston, and Hanisha Sethi, express.co.uk. Josh Saunders, The Sun, Chiara Fiorillo, The Mirror, Angie Morgan, International, The News. Dr. Princess Antonia Schaumburg-Lippe, Reporter.